Welcome into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Thank you for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And keep up the glorious work in the Twitter sphere, you beautiful, beautiful people. Get at me with the love mail and the hate mail at NateWST. Find us all on Twitter at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program. This edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, a very special one, and it is dedicated to a new film that is debuting at the Kicking and Screaming Film Festival in New York City today. It is called Jack to a King, The Swansea Story, From Rock Bottom to Top Flight. Check out the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Jack to a King. And we've got some fantastic guests lined up in this show. We've got the executive producer of Jack to a King, Mal Pope. We've got Swansea vice chairman, Leigh Dineen. We've got former director at Swansea City Football Club, David Morgan, and a couple others, if we can find the time to squeeze them in. All these folks from Swansea just doing us some great favors being available for these interviews today. And this is not only a show that's going to be real fun for anybody who's ever supported Swansea City, but it's also important for anybody that is a fan of any team in the Premier League. How this documentary relates to not only the Swans or the Swans fans who are nicknamed the Jacks, but how this relates to fans of other teams and how the Swansea City model and how that club was rescued from, for all intents and purposes, near extinction less than or slightly more than 10 years ago, and everything that's gone on in the last decade and especially in the last few years at Swansea City. We're going to talk all about this new movie, all about this new documentary, Jack to a King. We're going to talk about things like supporters' trust and how Swansea rescued itself from near extinction. And again, talking all about how that business model relates to other clubs within the Premier League and if it's something that other clubs could follow and build their own success with. Cannot wait to talk to all these fantastic folks from Swansea City. Back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus, all of the games from those leagues are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Steiner Sports is the most trusted sports collectibles company in the country, carrying exclusive items from your favorite teams and athletes. Commemorate the Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup win with exclusive prints, canvases, and fan cave signs featuring Patrick Kane, Corey Crawford, and Jonathan Toews. For this week only, shop SteinerSports.com and use promo code HAWKS20 at checkout for 20% off your order. That's SteinerSports.com, STEINERSPORTS.com, with promo code HAWKS20 for 20% off your purchase.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're talking all about Jack to a King, the Swansea story from rock bottom to top flight. And we have got the executive producer of this film, which is debuting at the Kicking and Screaming Film Festival in New York City tonight and is also available for your purchase on iTunes. His name is Mal Pope. Mal, how you doing, sir?
Nate, it's good to speak to you. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely. I was reviewing some of your work over the last couple of days, and one of my favorite quotes that I came across from you, the best way to speak English is with a Welsh accent, that slight mumble, but California English, also
right.
Good. California yeah. English just mumbles on steroids.
Absolutely. And, you know, most of the great Shakespearean actors, people like Richard Burton and Anthony Hopkins, they all have that sort of great Welsh-sounding voice. And it's something we try to bring to the rest of the world.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for bringing it here to World Soccer Talk Radio. So tell us more about this film and what viewers can expect to see in it.
Well, it's a true story. And when we started on the making the film, the thing I was most worried about was actually just not getting that sort of warmth of a 10-year journey from, and it says from rock bottom. I mean, the byline really does say it all, from rock bottom to top flight. In 2001, the club was sold for £1. It was rumored to be, what, £4 million in debt. No one was interested in the club, really, right at the bottom of the Football League. And it was only a bunch of, and actually they're all in my hotel room now as well, a bunch of ragtag builders and coffee vendors. And they're on the back of Cello Boys.
Hi!
It's been a great trip already, as you can tell, Nate. And they just got together and thought, well, if we don't do something about this, our club is going to disappear. It's going to go into extinction, you know. And there are a number of clubs like that in Britain. Once they've gone, they never come back. And so they got together, raised some money, bought the club, and year on year, that journey took them just a step closer to that dream of the Premier League.
Well, Mal, talk about this. I brought this up in the opening and how this story relates to not only Swansea City, but so many other clubs over the years. And this rags to riches story from rock bottom to the top flight, however you want to phrase it. But talk about the importance of this film from a broader perspective for fans simply of the British game and even the game of soccer around the world.
Well, the idea of the film is that, all right, every club has got a history, Nate. Every club around the world has had good times, has bad times, has won things, has lost things. But this is a 10-year story, and that was the great thing about it. It's really sort of easily encapsulated in 10 years, 2001 to 2011. And what we wanted to do was, all right, if you've never heard of Swansea City and if you don't care about Swansea City, you can see your football club in this story. You know, there are football teams out there. Now, and I suppose it's difficult for America because it doesn't have a pyramid system. Now, the pyramid system is, you know, there are four major football leagues in Britain, and you can start right at the bottom, as Swansea City did, and if you keep on winning games, at the end of every season, you can get promoted. And the idea is that all around the world, there are little clubs like Swansea City was, and if you see this film, you can think, do you know what? If we run our club properly, if we get involved in running our club, because so many football clubs are run for the wrong reasons. People buy them, you know, for playthings or for investments or for all sorts of reasons. These guys, when they put their money in, there was very little chance of that money, either saving the club or actually ever coming back to them. The idea was that they were so passionate about it that they put this money into a black hole. Now, not a lot of people do that. They're ulterior motives, but these guys did it because they love their football club. And I think whether you're in, I don't know, if you're in South America or you're in Russia or anywhere, if you see this film, hopefully, one, you'll fall in love with Swansea City. That's what I'd love you to do. I'd love them to become either your club or your second club. But also, you can look at your own team and think, it could be us. You know, and that's what football's all about. It's about dreaming of getting to the final. It's about dreaming about lifting the cup. And this film hopefully gives every football fan that aspiration.
Well, Mal, we do have a fantastic Swansea contingent as far as the listenership of this show. But for those fans, those listeners here of World Soccer Talk Radio who aren't as familiar with the Swans, talk about why the fans of Swansea City are called the Jacks.
You know, it's really strange. It's one of those sort of mythical names that anybody who comes from Swansea is called a Jack. One of the stories is that there was a Labrador dog called Swansea Jack who used to dive in and save some sort of drowning sailors in Swansea Bay. We live in a beautiful part of the world. We live in on a lovely coastal area called Gower, and it's a big seafaring tradition. And our history of the town is actually built on copper. It was the copper capital of the world in the 1700s. So a lot of sailors used to go from Swansea round the Horn to Chile and to Los Angeles and those sort of places, picking up copper ore along the way. They bring it back. But on those last sort of treacherous miles, they'd fall off the boats or people would get into trouble. And this dog called Swansea Jack made a habit of rescuing people. So the name seems to have stuck, Swansea Jack, and we're all now proud to be Jacks. There's a great chant amongst Swansea fans is that if you see somebody wearing a Swansea shirt anywhere in the world and you shout, "Who are we?" they have to shout back, "Jack Army." So if you try it, see somebody in a Swansea City shirt, try the chant, see if it works.
All right, see what they're really made of. See how dedicated to the cause they are.
Absolutely.
Again, we're here with Mal Pope, the executive producer of Jack to a King. You talked a little bit about the background of how this thing kind of originated. Talk about how easy or difficult it was to film and produce this project. Give us a little taste of what it was like really putting this whole thing together, Mal.
Interesting. The first thing we did, we wanted to get the very best people we could involved in the project. The film company's based in Swansea, and there's a lot of great filmmaking skills there now. It's got a very big industry sort of surrounding TV programs like Da Vinci's Demons, the program that's made for American television called Stars TV, and there's a lot of shows being made in Wales at the moment. So we had the technical skills, but we wanted really good people. And so we approached people like James Marsh. James Marsh made an Oscar-winning film called Man on Wire. And the great thing was, as we told them the story, because Premier League football is so strong and people know bits and bobs, he knew the Swansea story. He actually lives in Denmark. So he became an associate producer. He couldn't actually take on the directing job because he was signed up to do a little film called The Theory of Everything, the biopic about Stephen Hawking. So we got him on board. We got an editor who'd worked on the Senna film. We got an award-winning director called Mark Evans. And the great thing was a lot of these guys actually weren't interested in football. They knew the story background, but they weren't like big soccer fans. And of course I am. You know, I'm a Swansea City fan. So I wanted people who weren't football fans to be there to test any things that I wanted in the film to make sure that it appealed to a wider audience. So you think, right, how are you going to tell this story? It's 10 years. So we went to all the the research of TV archives. And to be honest, the first 3 or 4 years of this history of this film is nobody was interested in Nate. I mean, you know, none of the national television stations were interested. Why would they be interested in a failing little club in the back of beyond? So we had to recreate some of the story ourselves. We had to get lookalikes. We had to get people to sort of like drive the cars. We had to get special cars that were 15 years old. Things like the banknotes. We really did get £20,000 worth of banknotes out to actually film this because we wanted that authenticity. And I've got to tell you, when we went to the bank, took £20,000 out, because the story of Swansea City is that when the fans bought the club back off a gentleman called Tony Petty, who had bought the club originally for £1 in 2001 and probably didn't run it the way that the fans wanted it to be run, they had to get £20,000 out from various cash machines around Swansea and take it in a shopping bag, in a plastic shopping bag, to a hotel to do the deal. So we had to get the £20,000 out. So we recreated some stuff to get that real sort of sense of drama. And some of it's slightly tongue-in-cheek. When you hear the music, that's the, you know, there's a little bit of a heist movie going on there. And when the directors get together, hopefully you'll get a bit of an Ocean's 11 vibe going about that. You know, we got the builder, we got the travel agent, we got the this, we got the that. So we've tried to pay homage to some of the films in there as well to keep the comedy level. You know, because these guys are naturally very, very funny. And we wanted to keep that humor, that real down-to-earth part of the story. So it wasn't easy. And the other difficult thing, Nate, is, you know, you do the first cut of the film and it's 4 hours long. Well, what do you cut out? And that's always, you know, some great bits hit the floor, but it had to be 94 minutes. And that was a difficult job as well. So recreating stuff. But as the story gets newer, more people get interested. There's more original archive around. And actually, the last few years were much easier to show on screen because, you know, satellite television companies, the big TV companies, were there interested in this story.
Well, the dedication to authenticity, definitely something that should go noticed very much so. We got less than a minute left with you here, Mal, and I know the film opening up at the Kicking and Screaming Film Festival in New York City. It's available for purchase on iTunes as well. But real quickly, can you let the listeners know of any other opportunities that the public will have to see it in person here in the States?
The plan is we're hoping to come back now a little bit later in the season. We're going to come back hopefully to Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Los Angeles. We've got potential dates in Texas, Florida, Chicago, Milwaukee. And what we're going to try and do now is let the dust settle on this, see how people react to the film in our New York premiere tonight, and then come back and do more screenings right the way throughout the season and tie them to events, you know, because you're right. I'm sure you're going to talk about supporters' trusts and supporters being involved in running football clubs now, but we want to sort of support those groups. Like the screening we had in Portland was with the Portland Timbers supporters group, and we want to be that model, you know. We want to show that you can get involved, you can be passionate, and you can make your team into a much stronger thing by having fan involvement. So we're going to try and work with fan groups around the States and try and make that happen and screen the film and encourage people to do the same thing.
Well, definitely going to talk all about supporters' trust with Swansea City FC Vice Chairman Lee Dineen in the next segment. But, Mal, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on completing this project and now spreading it to the masses. Really appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, Nate. Take care.
Again, that was Mal Pope, the executive producer of Jack to a King. And as promised, Lee Dineen, the Swansea City FC vice chairman, is with us on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're talking all about Swansea City FC. Jack to a King, the Swansea story from rock bottom to top flight. The film debuting at the Kicking and Screening Film Festival in New York today, and also available on iTunes for your purchase. And then comes the stateside touring all around the U.S. of A. with this film. And huge thanks to executive producer Mal Pope for joining us in the last segment. And now a great privilege to be joined by Swansea City Vice Chairman Lee Dineen. Lee, how you doing, sir?
Hi, Nat. How are you?
I am doing great. Let's get right into what we left off, what we finished with there in the last segment with Mal, and that is supporters' trust. And we've talked about this actually at great length on this show recently with Stefan Szymanski, the author of Soccernomics, and we talked all about the supporters' trust. And I cannot wait to get kind of some background from you and how supporters' trust. How it became so important at Swansea, and talk about the origins of the Swansea City Supporters Trust.
I think the Supporters Trust started before 2002 because there was a lot of supporters very unhappy about the way the club was being run. It had no finances. They were selling players. So they effectively got a group of people together to get a trust together. And it had probably 100, 150 members. And it was just really getting it in place. And then suddenly Tony Petty arrived, and that sort of galvanized the supporters. And from 150, we ended up with 2,000 or 3,000 as they tried to make sure that we grappled with the club and got it off Tony Petty before it went to the courts and probably got liquidated.
Now, how important was it for Swansea City to establish a seat on the board for the Supporters Trust and giving them essentially 20% ownership of the club? Talk about that decision and what that means in terms of decision making for the club at Swansea.
Well, the Supporters Trust, as you said, they've got a director on the board. He is part of everyday decision making, the same as every other board member. It was important at the time because the consortium that was put together of local businessmen and the Supporters Trust in their own way was the way that I suppose other supporters trusted what the consortium were doing because they knew that the person on the board for the Supporters Trust was there for their benefit and therefore was looking after their interests and looking after the club's interests. So it was very important in those early days, especially when we didn't have a lot of money. And we had to find ways of raising money. It was done a lot of the time through the Supporters Trust, other consortium members obviously helping where they could. So it was very, very important that the city, the council, believed in everything that we were doing. And they believed in that as well because we had a supporters representative on the board looking after their interests.
Now, Lee, I want to get back to the film. I want to get back to Jack to a King here, and I want to ask you about the financing of this project, of this film? Was it something where Swansea City was kind of deeply involved in helping get this project off the ground in any way?
Yes, we were in the way that you know how films being made. There's obviously there's money that has to be put down. Mal and his team came to us. They had a vision. They had an idea of what they wanted to do, and they asked us would we help through loans to get the film off the ground, as long as that we had no say in how the film was represented to the public. So we agreed to that. We lent the money to the film company to allow them to make the film, and we didn't have any say in the way it went. We trusted them that they weren't going to make us look fooled, if you like, and which they didn't. And we sort of were grateful for that in a way. There was probably a lot of things happening over those 10, 12 years that you look back on and think, thank goodness they never made it onto a film. And perhaps we don't digress what they are now, but it was a football club. There was a lot going on. We had to, at that time, for 12 years, there was a lot of decisions to make, sometimes not good ones, in view of the fact that we were in such financial trouble. And we probably didn't help the community to begin with in the fact that we were struggling like we were and pleading poverty and asking for help. So we've come a long way since then, and we helped the film company out with the finances to make this film.
Well, talk about the benefits of this film for the club itself, for the brand of Swansea City, not only, back in Wales and in England, but specifically in regards to the U.S. and the international market. Talk about the benefits of this film for Swansea City.
Well, they're massive. When you look at a Premier League side looking to get global branding, usually the support comes from they win the Premier League or they win the FA Cup or they're in the Champions League. And for other clubs, there's another way or another story that you need to tell to get people to sit up and look at it. And, in this period of the Premier League and the money that's there, for a club like ourselves to come 10 years ago from the bottom of the second division and make it into the Premier League, it's a massive story, and it shows that for everybody else out there, every other club out there, well, however low you feel you are at the moment, there is that chance that you can make it to the top of whatever league you're in, whatever country you're in. So we think that it's a story to be told. It's something that we believe that people will be interested in. It's not just football. It's I think Mal touched on it, it's a small club that, at that time anyway, that needed help, got it from its local community, and through a little bit of luck, there's no doubt about that, and you can go back over years and look at the luck, whether it was a ball that hit the post in the Championship playoff final that would have made it 3-3, that allowed us to go on and score to make it 4-2 and go in the Premier League. We needed that bit of luck. But it's a story that I think a lot of people that have seen it have said, I don't like football, but I really, really enjoyed that. And we hope that we catch some younger supporters that say, do you know what? Swansea City is going to be my Premier League side. I may support Seattle, or I may support Portland, New York City, Red Bull, whatever, but I need a Premier League side, and Swansea is going to be mine because I like the way they've done it. I like the way they play football, and I like the ethos of the way that they run their football club.
Lee, we've got about 90 seconds left here with you before we got to head to break, and it's such a fascinating story, and I can't help but wonder, half seriously, half joking here, do you ever wake up and just think that this was all a dream?
It's a good question. No, I wake up and think, I've got to go back into work. There's a lot to be done. I don't think any of us are ever going to take our foot off the gas, so to speak. We've got a long, long way to go. We've been 4 years in the Premier League. It's hard, hard to stay there. You've got, there's so much going on that you need to keep an eye on. So we look back on it and we think, what a great journey you've had. And to be fair, I'm sitting with the guys now. We've had a hell of a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely. It's been really great talking with you. And actually, we got under 60 seconds left here. So if you could share over the last several years, if you give me one glorious high point of the last several years for Swansea City, there's so many to choose from. But which one stands out in your mind?
That given that penalty to score in the championship final that put us 4-2 up with a couple of minutes ago.
To me, there you go.
We were going to the Premier League. At 3-2, we were still worrying, and I had no fingernails left. But the penalty finished it for us. It was great.
Well, there you go. That didn't take more than 2 seconds for you to choose. That was fantastic. Lee, I really appreciate your time. And next, I think we're going to be talking with director of Swansea City, Martin Morgan. So cannot wait for that on the other side of the break. But Lee Dineen, Swansea City FC vice chairman, really, really appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for joining us here on World Soccer Talk Radio, sir.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.
Again, that was Lee Dineen, and as promised, Martin Morgan with us on the other side of this break. It's the Swansea City Show, talking all about Jack to a King, the Swansea story from rock bottom to top flight. You gotta love it. World Soccer Talk Radio is back with you after this right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Steiner Sports is the most trusted sports collectibles company in the country, carrying exclusive items from your favorite teams and athletes. Commemorate the Golden State Warriors championship win with exclusive prints and canvases featuring Warriors star Stephen Curry and championship MVP Andre Iguodala. For this week only, shop SteinerSports.com and use promo code CHAMPS20 at checkout for 20% off your order. That's SteinerSports.com, STEINERSPORTS.com, with promo code CHAMPS20 for 20% off your purchase.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're talking all about Swansea City FC and Jack to a King, the Swansea story from rock bottom to top flight. Check out the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Jack to a King. The Swansea City story to appear at the Kicking and Screening Film Festival in New York this evening, and you can purchase it on iTunes. And then comes the Tour of America, but the big debut this evening back in New York City. Huge thanks to Mal Pope and Lee Dineen for joining us a little earlier in the program. And now, pleasure to be joined by Swansea City director Martin Morgan. Martin, how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, very good.
Well, let's get right into some more aspects of this film and how it relates to America. And we talked all about the global branding of Swansea. What's been your impression so far of New York City? The show is sold out this evening. The screening is sold out this evening. Talk about the reception that you guys have received in the Big Apple from New Yorkers, from Americans in general, about both the film and the club that is Swansea City and all the other stuff that we've talked about relating to the model of Swansea City.
Yeah, it's been an amazing experience. You know, New York is probably one of the greatest cities in the world. You know, everybody's been so friendly and so nice to us. We've walked around with our jerseys on today, being proud Swansea City fans. And everyone stopped us and talked to us, and they're mentioning players from all over the world. And, you know, to come from where we've come from, where even people in parts of England didn't even know of Swansea City, you're in America and there's people from all over the world stopping to talk to you. It's unbelievable, unbelievable.
Well, let's go back. Let's get a little nostalgic right here. And if go back to 2003, the last day of the 2003 season. And I bring this up because of what you just said, that, you know, for a long time there were people in England who didn't even know, you know, who this Welsh club were and what Swansea City was. If Swansea had lost a whole city on the last day of the 2003 season, they would have been relegated to non-league football. And with all this dreaminess that we've been talking about and just this incredible rise to prominence over the last decade, what do you think would have happened to the club if Swansea had lost a whole city on the last day of the 03 season, Martin?
I think that what would have happened is unthinkable, really. I think I left that house on that final day with my 8-year-old boy, and, you know, my wife really didn't believe that I was going to be in such a mess. You know, we all broke our heart at the end of the day when we actually stayed up, and it was an unbelievable experience to do it. We could have completely disappeared. We might as a team, because I think what all the guys have achieved as a board and all the shareholders, maybe we would have bounced back. I'd like to think we would have, but it would have been a disaster, and we would have all felt that we'd have let down our city and let down our country if we wouldn't have stayed up. And thankfully, we had a player called James Thomas, a local boy, who scored 3 goals, a hat-trick, and he, with the other players, kept us up. So, that was the first dream, and then we've had endless dreams since then, really.
Martin, talk about the pride of Welsh soccer and what Swansea, you know, being in Wales and playing against a heavy majority of English opposition within the Premier League. Talk about what that's like, kind of wearing the Welsh flag. And I know Cardiff were in the Premier League for a year, but lately with what Swansea represents on a Welsh level, talk about that a little bit and how that makes Swansea City so special as a club.
Well, if you look at us as a Welsh exception, for example, Swansea University, that has 15,000 students, now doesn't really have to advertise. The word Swansea City, the word Swansea is enough that so many students from all over the world now decide to come to Swansea that they've looked at that. The Welsh team is managed by a guy called Chris Coleman, who was a Swansea boy, brought up. That was his first club. We sit there with a captain. He's from Wales. We have regularly 6 players who were born within the Swansea region playing for our country. They're looking like we've got a chance of qualifying for our first major tournament since 1958, which would be an amazing experience. And that's about the time when Georges Chinaglia played for Swansea, but we didn't think he was good enough. Then he went on to be one of the greatest players in the world. And it's a very, very good time for Welsh soccer at the moment. And as a Swansea City fan, I'm very, very proud.
Well, Martin Morgan, Swansea City FC director, here with us on World Soccer Talk Radio. And I want to talk with you a little bit more about a couple of aspects of the film here in a couple of minutes. But we left off there with your partner, Lee Dineen, the vice chairman there at Swansea City, talking about the supporters' trust. And we talked all about how it relates to Swansea City. And one thing that I didn't get a chance to ask Lee, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, is the Swansea City model. We keep using that, the Swans model, that is, and really being so in touch on so many deep levels with the supporters and the model of the supporters' trust. Is it something that could work at other clubs? And I know you guys are so focused, obviously, on what's going on in your own neck of the woods, but is it something that you could see, you know, helping to save other clubs that are in financial trouble? Is it something where other clubs around Great Britain, from Scotland to England, back to Wales, even in Ireland, in Northern Ireland and in Ireland and other parts of Europe even, can they take inspiration from this and actually replicate what Swansea's done?
Yeah, I think certainly the trust, we get quite a lot of clubs come and ask how we set up the trust or the club set up the trust. And the trust model of owning part of the club definitely worked for us. But as a board of, say, seven, six of us were season ticket holders, which meant we went to every game from the age of six or eight. So the board is made up of six people who always, every Saturday, that has been the game that they've gone to watch. So it's not just the trust, to be fair, and the trust play a massive part in it, but we're all season ticket holders. We all came from very, very working-class backgrounds, and we bought the cheapest ticket to go into the game, and then, do you mean we've all believed in that? So we do try and look after every single one of our fans, but the amount of respect that the trust has is phenomenal as a team in there. But we feel we've got a massive obligation to our city to keep Swansea City in the Premier League, and it is a big pressure. But we know we have to do that because it is so important for our city to do that. But I think the trust model, without a doubt, every club could have that option within there, and it's worked for us.
Well, Martin, your words segue perfectly into what I wanted to ask you about next, and that is that, I mean, the leaps and bounds that Swansea City has covered in this time, going all the way back to 2001, but specifically in the last few years, and what they've done, what you guys have done in the Premier League is incredible. And so Swansea keeps on raising the bar every year in terms of their achievements. How much harder is it to continue to raise the bar every year? And this idea of, okay, well, we finish here, we got to finish better the next year. And with what Gary Monk is doing, with everything going on at Swansea City right now, how hard is it to continue to have that mindset of, we've got to beat the previous year's success?
Yeah, I think we've always thought that it's very hard. We're pushing on. We're buying some more players now. We need to push on with our stadium development and to increase our crowds. For the last, I think it's 85 games, we've been a complete sellout, so we don't have a spare seat in it. But we also have to be very realistic and realise that the seven clubs that finished above us are all owned by billionaires, and we are not billionaires. We were welders, bricklayers, carpenters. We were a very normal bunch of people who got together with a dream. And we are competing against some of the richest people in the world. And it's very hard because we run it as a business. We know that we have to make an amount of money to continue. We don't run it as a toy. It's run as a business. And we have to move on. And billionaires are very hard. Very hard people to compete against. We probably finished above three or four people who are billionaires. But, you know, we've got to try and strive to move on and to move forward. We spent about $20 million on training ground facilities over the last three or four years. We're moving on with that. The Category 1 status, which means now that our junior players play against all the top teams at all ages. We have maybe 60 coaches. There may be 350 people employed within the club within various roles within Swansea. So we have to strive to, first, stay in the Premier League, and second, try and beat where we were last year.
Martin, I got to ask you this one. It's over a few different publications of late. This back into some Swansea summer news. Are there any is there any truth to the rumors that Swansea are going to sign Patrick Vieira, and in what capacity are we looking at Patrick Vieira being rumored to come to Swansea? Could you shine a little bit of light on that?
I think that's just a rumor because we were with him last night. I think that's just a rumor. Patrick Vieira has been one of the world's greatest players. is a very, 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 very nice man. I think he will stay at Manchester City, not come to Swansea City.
Well, Patrick also came out publicly last year and said that he believes Gary Monk is one of the best young managers that he has ever seen. So, and Patrick always interested in getting into to managerial positions. So I had a lot of people murmuring, a lot of people discussing some interesting aspects of that whole thing. So we got about 3 minutes left here with you, Martin. And let's shine a little bit more light onto the film and get into the film real quick a little bit more. You've talked so much about the character of Swansea City, of not only the supporters, but the people involved in running the club who were gritty supporters themselves. Who, I mean, I'm never going to forget this. 1 through 7 in the Barclays Premier League standings, billionaires. 8th place, welders and bricklayers. I mean, those are the people running the club. It's incredible. And how does this film show the character and the true grit of Swansea City?
Well, I think it shows how much it means to the city, how much it means to everyone, from the vicar to the nurse. Everybody left that city and watched that TV game that day. They knew what it meant to the city. You know, we're a very, very working class, industrial, called an ugly town. We think it's a lovely town. Dylan Thomas was from there. Obviously, Catherine Zeta Jones is from there. So we do have quite a lot of history there. We're a population of about 250,000 people. You know, half of the world's copper was smelted in Swansea. So we were brought up, you know, with hardly any trees grew around us because it was that massive industrial area. And you know, we all care about that, and so does the club, and so does everyone in the city. Everyone in the city is a Swansea City fan. Everyone is. Biggest problem we have is we don't have the facility to cater for all the people who want to come in to see us.
Well, absolutely. And Jack to a King, the Swansea story, debuting at the Kicking and Screening Film Festival in New York this evening, sold out. And then from there, you can catch it on iTunes. But as Mal, Lee, and Martin have all said, hoping then to go on a grand tour of America and really take this film to the masses. Really appreciate your time, Martin. Congratulations on this project. Best of luck at the showing of the film this evening and everything that follows after that. It was great chatting with you, and again, best of luck, sir.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.
Again, that was Martin Morgan, director at Swansea City FC. We're back on the other side of this break to close down this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. The Swansea City Spectacular, we're going to have to call it. Jack to a King, the Swansea story from rock bottom to top flight. Check out the hashtag in the Twitter sphere, hashtag Jack to a King. Cannot wait for the reaction to this film to come out. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side of this break and take the express train home. Yours truly, Nate Abarrea, and you, the beautiful listener of World Soccer Talk Radio, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're back after this.
Urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. What a show we had here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Talking all about Jack to a King, the Swansea story from rock bottom to top flight. The executive producer of this new film, which is debuting tonight in New York City at the Kicking and Screening Film Festival. It's available for purchase on iTunes, and then we'll be taking a grand tour around the U.S. of A. The executive producer, Mal Pope, Swansea City FC vice chairman Lee Dineen, and Swansea City FC director Martin Morgan. Huge thank you to all three of those gentlemen talking to us from their hotel in New York City, having a blast, having some fun, getting ready for the big showing of the film this evening. So much to take away from all three of those interviews. More than anything, more than everything that we talked about, one of the last things that was said there by Swansea City FC director Martin Morgan is really going to stick with me. And that is that you look at the Barclays Premier League standings from 2014-2015 and places 1-7, all of those teams owned by essentially billionaires. Place number 8, Swansea City, owned by a bunch of welders and bricklayers, owned by a bunch of people who were season ticket holders, who grew up going to matches as kids, buying the cheapest ticket they could find and just getting into the grounds. Those are now the people running Swansea City. So I hope that we've garnered some Swansea City support with you, the loyal listeners of World Soccer Talk Radio, in this edition of the show. It's been a blast. My name is Nate Abarea for the gaffer and a true Jack himself, Christopher Harris, and the producer, Dom Jimenez. I say cheers. Bye for now. We'll talk to you tomorrow. World Soccer Talk Radio signing off.